Abba Zaba by Captain Beefheart. If you like the music you're hearing this week, it's our guest DJ Tanya. She is host of Hot Fudge Sundays. That is Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. And joining us, I'm Christine Alexander, co-host today, DQ Scott.
Hello, ladies.
You're listening to X-Ray in the Morning. And in studio with us now, Villages Northwest. And basically, I want to say old age homes aren't exactly the vision of paradise for many people in their golden years. I certainly don't think of it that way. And Villages Northwest is a nonprofit that creates community in the Pacific Northwest to help seniors and boomers stay in their homes to age in place. We are joined today by members of three different Portland area villages, Lynn Trainer, Joanne Harrigal, and Maggie Lynch. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
So can you tell me, first of all, what does it mean when you say age in place?
I think that it means that as we age, we want to stay in our homes. We want to remain in our homes as long as we can.
And how does Villages Northwest help seniors do that?
So our goal is that we know that 90% of seniors do want to age in their own homes, and they want to remain relevant to the community and continue to participate and contribute. So Villages Northwest is designed to bring people together in the community as their lives begin to change and they maybe don't have a workplace that they're going to every day. They can meet new people in their neighborhood, they can get involved with activities, and then we have a network of volunteers that can help out with chores, errands, transportation, helping with technology, things like that.
That seems like that would be one of the biggest barriers to staying in your home, is being able to perform tasks that might have been easy at one point in time, but now are not. If you can't drive anymore, it's hard to get groceries. So Villages Northwest helps people with those tasks.
Right, the individual villages that are forming around the area, like Eastside Village, which is the first one that's open. It actually has we have about 25 to 30 volunteers, and we have 50 members. The members call the office and say, hey, I have a task that I want done. We hook them up with a volunteer. The volunteer goes out to their home or picks them up at their home and transports them to where they need to be, things like that. So our members are actually very agile and very sort of, you know, integrated into the community. They just every once in a while would rather call us than call their neighbors or call their kids, and so it's a really great sort of synergy.
Now, this hits home for me. I take care of my grandma fairly often as I can. She's in the same boat. She is 93. She volunteered up until she was like 85, 6 or something, as long as she could. For seniors that were about 20 years younger than her, as long as she could. She's in a home now, but she still likes to get out independently. I get busy from time to time, so I can't get there as much, or I can't take her out as much, but she's still allowed to go. So say if I couldn't make it a certain day or for a stretch of time, like I could get a hold of you, and you could probably help take care of some of those things I couldn't take care of.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We'd love to have her be a member. You don't have awesome. To be living in your own home. You could be a renter or be in an alternative community or living in an assisted living facility. We'd love to have members from all over.
Oh, that's great.
So that brings the question to mind, what's the difference between assisted or independent living communities and the Villages model?
Well, the Villages model really wants you to be able to live where you want to live. And so whether that's in a home with your children, in an independent living situation, we probably aren't as good at delivering those services to someone who's in memory care, for example, because they're not at a state that they're going to be able to call us and to do their own thing. But one of the mottos that we've developed that I really love is neighbors helping neighbors stay neighbors.
That's great.
You know, which is really just saying you're in a community already, you like where you are, and we just want to help everyone around you to support that.
Well, and our theme this week is It Takes a Village, of course, and being the DNC and Hillary Clinton, her book, of course, It Takes a Village. And Villages Northwest really seems to personify that in what you're describing, that you are allowing communities to stay diverse in terms of age. And I think that one thing that's happened to society in this day and age is that we're so far from family, whereas back in the day, you might have three generations living in the same house. I remember stories about that from when I was a kid. My grandparents lived with their parents, and then they were having kids. And that was common. So we had families that didn't move too far away. But now, that's not necessarily the case. So by allowing seniors to age in place, as you say, you're also allowing that part of our community to be there, to have our elders with us and to value our elders.
Right. We actually have people from people with older adults that live in Portland, where the children live in other states, call us and say, we'd like to get a membership for our mom or our dad, because we can't get out there as often as we'd like to, but we'd like to have some assurance that there's somebody they can call if they ever need anything. And we have a couple of those.
So how does it work? How does Villages Northwest work? You said that there is one village in operation, right, in Portland, and I'm curious about, so when I think of elder care, I think of an apartment building or a home where there are people, but this is not that kind of a setup. What are the mechanics of it?
So the mechanics are, members pay an annual fee to the village office, and in return they get several things. One, they have organization that actually coordinates volunteer services. They also get organized educational and social events. And then they also just have a place that they can call if they ever need anything. They have a question, they have a service that they need, they can call the office. So, and there is no place, in fact. It's just sort of like a community of volunteers that are organized to assist them.
I see. So it's a service.
Correct.
For the most part.
And from a structural perspective, Villages Northwest is the hub,
right,
and the nonprofit. And then they actually help to create villages in a number of different communities. So, for example, Villages Without Walls is actually in the Hillsborough, Cornelius, Forest Grove area. So that allows those small communities then to understand what their specific needs are and to create a village that actually works for that community.
Are there any specific activities or things that you do offer, like a list of things that you can, you know, tell me about? Like, for instance, like my grandmother loves to go out to eat really exotic foreign food. That's just a thing. Like, she just wants to get out and eat something other than the food she's being offered at her home. So, like, is there a way they can, like, kind of, is there like a back and forth you can do with clients, and then, you know, you can figure out what's best, you know?
Exactly. We encourage each village, and we're developing seven across the metro area. There will be four open by the end of October in Eastside, Northeast, Beaverton, and then Hillsborough, Forest Grove area. And those villages and the three that are developing in North Portland, Southwest, and Clark County all put on activities, and they vary from village to village depending on what the volunteers and the members want to do. So in one village they might say, hey, we're going to this movie this night. Anybody who wants to join us, if you need a ride, let us know. We do happy hours, we do potlucks, we do walks, we do book clubs, we do salons, so there's a great variety of things. And if somebody's interested in something, they can just say, hey, let's start this. And who else wants to do this with me?
Can I just call you to hang out with me?
Absolutely. And take me out to dinner. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And that's a critical thing, because one of the volunteers said, you know, when their village opens, you know, sometimes when they're having a bad day, they just want somebody to come have a cup of tea with them.
Right.
That's
great. We have every other week we have a coffee gathering, which is at Tabor Space in East Portland. And we get like 20 people sometimes that show up at every other Friday, and it's not like they haven't just seen each other, but it's just a place to go. You get up, you have something you're doing every other week, and there's great transfer of information. People come up with new ideas. And while they're sitting there, they'll often come up with the next activity. Like, I'd really like to go to X restaurant. Who wants to go? And then they set it up, or they call the office, and we send a message out to everybody. And then there we are the next Thursday, all going out to dinner together.
So that makes me think, do the members of Villages Northwest need to be online? What, because a lot of the seniors still are not computer savvy.
Well, many doesn't. You don't have to be a senior to not be computer savvy. I can tell you that. It is the case that we do have an online database, or a sort of an interactive database, where members can go online and see what's coming up, use a calendar, sign up for services, things like that. But we also have an office staff that will assist people if they don't want to or know how to use a computer. We also have volunteers that'll go out and help you with your computer if you want, which is also something that we do.
That's a great service. So go ahead.
I say, and another thing I wanted to say is that most of us do emails, and I think I read the statistic, there's something like 88% of seniors do emails. So they get the information in that way if they're not as familiar with going on and looking at a website or something like that.
So my producer, Caleb, wants me to ask, what is the wildest thing a member has suggested as a group activity?
Actually, at Eastside Village, I think the most fun thing was feng shui your wardrobe.
Oh.
Which was really a lot of fun. We had about 10 people, and we had a woman whose name is Lillian, who has her own company, and she does this feng shui your wardrobe, and we all learned a lot about how to accessorize.
See, I'm definitely joining now. I need to learn how to accessorize. I need all of these things. I'm 34. I don't know what that says about me as a person.
We actually, you just have to be over 18 to be a member of Eastside Village, so we welcome you.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, that makes the point that you are bringing different generations together.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had a number of students from Pacific University who have come to volunteer with us. And the whole intergenerational thing is just so important, because I don't know about anyone else, but I don't only want to hang out with people my age. I love seeing children. I love, you know, meeting, you know, younger people and knowing what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're speaking with Lynn Trainer, Joanne Harrigel, and Maggie Lynch from Villages Northwest. Where can our listeners find out more about Villages Northwest?
We have a master website, which is villagesnw.org. And from there, you can link to each of the villages. You can find out what village you might be in and get in touch with them.
And you said, how many villages are open now?
We have one open now. We have three opening in the next couple of months. So they are currently signing up members and volunteers. And then we have three more that will be opening next year.
Fantastic. And as we said, this is a nonprofit organization that creates community and allows seniors and boomers to stay in their homes and age in place. Thank you so much for the work you're doing, and thanks for coming in studio with us today.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. I'm Christine Alexander. My guest co-host today is DQ Scott, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more convention coverage, and also Jenny Wren Stotrup from Gritty Birds will be joining us in just a short bit. I'm Christine Alexander. You're listening to X-Ray FM.